This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I will tell you what we are going to do on this political brand awareness and marketing operation launch week, as it was yesterday for Hillary Clinton and today for Senator Rubio. We are going to pass. We're going to declare this a campaign-free zone for today because, well, A, because we can, and B, because there is actual news of something that odds are a whole lot of candidates of every political stripe are going to be talking about for the next 574 days. How working people in this country get by. We got a new picture today of life at the bottom of the pay scale, and it brings to mind something that a certain other politician named Clinton talked about 20 years ago, the idea of moving low-income people from welfare to work. Turns out today, a lot of Americans need welfare and work. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
If you take the Americans who rely on aid programs like food stamps or Medicaid, 3 out of 4 are in working families. So says the study from UC Berkeley Center for Labor Research. The center's Ken Jacobs says for those at the bottom, wages alone don't cut it.
You go back for the last 25 years and real wages have actually declined since 1979. At the same time, we've seen a decline in the share of workers with job-based health coverage.
So many lean on the safety net to supplement their paychecks. The study finds about half the workers in fast food, child care, and home health care live in this reality. This does not surprise social work scholar Luke Schaefer at the University of Michigan. He says welfare changes in the 90s linked welfare to work.
This is a direct, and you might even say intended, result of policy decisions that were made. You could think of the welfare reform of 1996 as this stick. There's going to be less aid if you're not working.
State and federal aid for working families totaled more than $150 billion a year, the study found. And author Ken Jacobs calls this a public subsidy to employers like McDonald's and Walmart.
There's evidence, for example, around the earned income tax credit, that about a third of the benefit goes to employers who effectively reduce wages in response to these policies.
The suggestion is that companies intentionally shift the burden to public programs. Perhaps. What is clear is that taxpayers often pick up the tab when low-wage workers don't make enough. Could it be changing? More than 20 states upped the minimum wage this year, and several companies like Walmart are raising pay too. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.